Hi.
Oh my God, it's been 20 days. It's been 3 weeks since you've last heard from me, and I do apologize. It's all my fault. I had podcast plans, they kind of fell through. It's a long story, but oh my God. The podcast you're about to listen to today is filmed or recorded on my 13th birthday, my 21st birthday on the 13th, and I've just now got around to editing it today because my life has been insane. So I'm going to give you a quick few minute intro before we go back in time to a drunk podcast with my roommates plus boyfriends. So welcome back to the Very Hot and Sexy Podcast. It's me, Stevie. I am currently laying in bed. I just finished editing all the drunken words we spoke a couple weeks ago. It was a lot of editing because there was a lot there that, I don't know, just isn't worth listening to. I do recommend don't listen to this podcast like with headphones in. The audio's kind of all over the place. I apologize. There were five people in the room with one microphone. I can't afford multiple microphones. I am a broke college student in a panty. So that's what you're gonna get. We basically just talk about some drama with our neighbors. We talk about my birthday celebrations. We talk about zoos. We do a little Stevie quiz. I couldn't even listen to it. It's horrible. Like, it's so embarrassing. But just know we are under the influence because it was my 21st birthday, so it was legal. But first, I will tell you about the past few weeks, what I've been doing. So I was supposed to record a podcast with my friend Nathan after my last one. Like, it would have been my next podcast up during my birthday week. But unfortunately, I had to get back to Milwaukee from Green Bay, and I had a job interview that I needed to skirt back for, so our time got canceled. But we'll do it again soon next time I'm home, I swear to God, because we have so much to talk about. But I did have a job interview. I went to two interviews, and they both went really well. And then it was the Monday after my like birthday weekend, and I got an email from them that says like, "Hey, thank you for applying. Thanks for coming in, but unfortunately, like, we went with someone else," or something along those lines. So I was like, fuck. That was also the day Mike left me to move to Florida. So I was having a horrible day. I was crying. I was just like, ugh, like, worst day ever, basically. And then I get a call the next day from the manager who interviewed me. She was like, "Hey, like, we'd love to welcome you." And I was like, "What? What do you mean? I just got an email yesterday saying you, like, weren't hiring me." And she was like, "Huh?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "I don't know why that got sent to you, but we didn't send that. Like, we want to hire you." And I was like, "Oh my God, girl, you have no idea. I'm so relieved." So I guess like their system, it sends out like an automatic email after like a certain time period of applying, because you apply online, and then if they don't like do something on their side, like a month later, it'll like send an automatic email saying that you're not hired, basically, because they didn't even like call you, or I don't know, something on their side. So I was like, whoa, I have a job. So I worked one day, and I also had an orientation, and then this week I work like 35 hours or something, but I am getting way off topic. So I do have a job now. It went well. I'm very excited. I will finally be making money because I need to pay my rent. Also, Michael did move to Florida. He was supposed to leave the Sunday after my birthday weekend, but then things got switched around, and then he left this past Sunday. So I got to see him for another weekend. I almost didn't get to see him because of a COVID scare, which I will get to in a second. But he is now in Florida. His first day of work was today, so we're very happy and proud of him. And I'm very sad we will be living 20 hours away, but it'll work, I promise. We're in love. My birthday weekend was something else. We had a tiny little party, just a little group of us. My bestie Sawyer came down, and we wore wigs all night long, and we played Just Dance, and we took shots, and we played games, and we did a whole bunch of stuff. It was amazing. I love it. We got some fun pictures out of it. Check out my Instagram, at Stevie Robertson, 2 E's at the end of Stevie. And it was just really fun, and I'm glad I got to have my besties there. And I don't know. I love a good birthday. And now I'm 21, and I went to Trader Joe's, and I bought my own bottle of wine for $5. Just an iconic weekend. So then I scurry to my first day of work. Why does that sound weird to me? That's right. And I'm leaving work, and my roommate is like, hey, just got tested positive for COVID. I was like, fuck. So I scurry, get a rapid test, and I don't have COVID, thank God. And no symptoms or anything for a few days. So I'm in the clear. We're good. She still has it, but she's quarantined. And that was very close. So that sucks, but it's going to happen. Like, it's kind of inevitable. We're being as safe as we possibly can be, given the circumstances. Like, the whole world isn't shut down anymore, so it's not like we can stay inside constantly. Like, we kind of have to do shit. And I don't know, we have 4 people in our house, and we have boyfriends. Like, one of us is bound to probably get it and possibly spread it. But thank God, me, Maggie, and Anna are all good. But who knows what'll happen. So that sucked. It was kind of scary. Thankfully, my campus does like free rapid tests. So I made an appointment, scurried over, got swabbed, waited, and they told me my results. And they were like, make sure you don't have symptoms for a few days. And I was like, lit. I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm happy. Thank God. So that was a little interesting thing in my week. Yesterday, I go to my car, and there's like a folded up piece of paper on it. I was like, fuck, I got a parking ticket. Like, it's so annoying. Because Milwaukee parking is fucked. But whatever. And it's a note. And it says, like, I think I may have bumped your mirror. Call blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, someone, like, I don't know, like, shattered my mirror maybe on my driver's side. No, the entire, like, mirror and the piece, it's, like, the whole thing is just on the ground. Like, there's nothing there. Just some, like, wires and some shit dangling. I was like, oh, my God. I just got hit in the middle of the night or whenever she hit me. I don't know. So I don't know what to do. I've never been in a situation like this. I call Mike. He's like, okay, well, I could have fixed it, but he obviously had to leave for Florida. But if he was here this week, I probably would have already had it fixed because he is like a car person. What are those people called? Mechanics? That's what he wants to do. He's like good with that stuff. So I call my mom. I'm like, hey, this woman like left me her phone number and blah, blah, blah. My mom's like, okay, I'll call her. We don't know who she is. It could be an evil man trying to hurt you, because me and my mom always think to the worst because all we do is watch Criminal Minds. So I was like, okay, T, thank you. She calls her. My mom calls me back. She's like, the lady is so apologetic. She's a mother of however many kids. They're adults. Like, she gets it. She'll take care of it. She'll call her insurance company. Like, it's fine. I'm like, okay, but I still don't know what to do. Like, I have to, like, go to work and stuff, and I don't have a mirror, so that'll be sketch. There's also, like, snow on the ground. It's snowing right now. We're getting a lot of snow, so the roads are hazardous. I don't have a mirror. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't work till Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and I probably will not have a mirror by tomorrow, but I'm gonna have to risk it and hope I don't die, but yeah, so that's stressing me out. I don't know what to do. I call my dad. I'm like, so, like, what happens? Do I bring it to a shop? Like, I don't know. And it's just a hassle. And I hate driving in Milwaukee and doing adult things. So, yeah, that's kind of been my last few weeks. Also, we have a new president. Tiny weenie Donald Trump is out of here. Bye. He's banned from like social media, so we don't even have to hear from him. But I kind of like wish he wasn't, at least for this past like couple weeks, because I want to know what he's gonna say. Like, what does he have to say? And I wish he was at the inauguration because his facial expressions would have been insane. But the vibes were so high, you could just feel them through the screen. Everyone was like beaming through their masks. Even Michael Pence was like vibing out. So we love that. We love this. This is a step in the right direction. Obviously, change isn't going to happen overnight. Biden's not perfect. I don't trust any politician. They're all kind of fucked, but I'd rather have. I don't fucking even know how to explain Biden. I'd rather have him than Trump. Like, I'm not gonna have a racist, homophobic, low-key pedophile, blah, 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 in office in the country I live in. I just will not allow it. So I voted for Biden, and I'll do it again. Well, probably not. You know what I mean? Whatever. So that's kind of my life update. I promise I'll be back on the podcast grind. Yesterday was the first day of school. Everything's online, obviously. So I'll be busy, but I will make time for my audience of, I don't know, 60 people. Thank you so much for listening. Please enjoy these drunk rambles. I get it if this is not your thing you want to listen to. It's honestly for my memories because it's funny. But. Enjoy. I love you all. Stay very hot and sexy, and I will see you next week. I pinky swear. Hello, everyone. I am now 21. It is 2:32 p.m., January 13th. Sadly, it's a Wednesday, but the perk of it is I have four other people here with me.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, my name's Maggie. I've never been here before, but I'm happy to be here.
I'm Alex. I'm new here too.
I'm Mike. I've been here before.
So you all know Anna and Mike, Maggie and Alex are newbies on the podcast microphone. It's the five of us sitting here at our kitchen table in the city of Milwaukee.
We do this every morning.
We're a little drunk.
It is my 21st birthday, so everything in this room is legal.
We got pressured into bottomless mimosas.
And we did it.
Which is always okay.
And that's where we are. So we're doing a host podcast. And I think we're just going to chat. And the first thing we want to talk about is our neighbors.
Okay, here's the tea. Here's the original tea. Hardcore EDMers. The hardest of core.
So,
vibrates my room, Skrillex mode.
They probably do ketamine at raves. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, if you don't know, no one has a fucking driveway. But nope. These people have a driveway. And it's right next to our house. And some of my besties live in the same house that we share the driveway with.
Shout out Autumn.
Shout out Autumn. Shout out Tegan. Shout out Frankie. Shout out Bree. But they also have some neighbors in the same house. It's like a duplex vibe.
Basement.
They live in the basement. Are they gremlins? Probably, yeah.
Hey. Okay.
They're crazy.
But I'll take it back.
I personally have nothing to say against these people.
Maggie and Anna did live in a basement
once. Please don't come on at me.
But they were not rave girls.
No.
So they have a fat-ass driveway. You can fit 10 cars in it easily.
At least.
And it's winter break right now. Not a lot of people are in and out of the driveway. It's the two basement girls. And I texted Autumn because I had to go home to see my family. Now it's going to leave my car because my sweet boyfriend Michael was going to drive me home. And I was like, hey, can I just leave my car in your driveway for 2 days? Because Milwaukee, if you park for more than 4 hours, you're getting a ticket. So you have to move your car every 4 hours. I was like, yeah, that's chill. And then we had to leave a little early in the morning, and they were blocking the whole driveway. So I left my keys with my sweet roommates. And the neighbors didn't like that.
They were texting Autumn. They were like, we're towing this car. So I texted my roommates. I was like, hey, can you quickly move my car so they don't tow it? So my roommate's sweet boyfriend, Alex, went on over. He's like, hey, I can move this car. Like, can we switch spots? No.
What'd they say to you, Alex?
Yeah. Give us the rundown.
Angry, tall woman screaming at me. You don't live here. You have no right to park here. Get out of the driveway, please.
They were extremely angry about a driveway spot. And I'm going to add, I wanted to park in the back corner, so I wasn't in anybody's way if they had to get in or out.
There's
it's a 10-car driveway, and there were two cars there for the full fucking weekend. It was Saturday to Monday that I had to be there just because the parking system in the city is bad. So that was a big deal. And they were bitching out Alex. They were bitching out my neighbors. So I'm going to read you guys the note that I wrote them and left on their door. Hello. I'm so sorry to hear a car being parked in your 10-plus car driveway incite so much rage in you. I couldn't imagine being so miserable and unhappy with my life to start drama over a driveway. My plan was to park in the back corner of your driveway for less than 48 hours so I would be out of the way. I had to leave early, and your two cars were blocking me from doing that. Hence why I left my keys with my roommates. So my car would be moved ASAP. Threatening to tow my car for such a stupid reason is honestly really funny. Bitching out my roommate's perfectly sweet boyfriend was unnecessary. I feel the need to remind you that karma is a bitch, and the energy you put out will come right back to you. So thank you very much for reminding me, flip the page, I'm nothing like you. That much negativity must be very hard to deal with. I couldn't imagine being so stingy about a driveway. I wish you guys so much positivity. Love, Stephanie Robertson, with a kissy mark from my pink lipstick.
Period.
So we have yet to receive a response, we think.
We think, but some man showed up on our porch yesterday. We have a ring doorbell.
I don't think they were going to give us cookies.
No.
This is my topic. If I were to receive that note from you, Stevie, I would be not even scared. I would feel terrible. Like, I, no offense, I thought that was the meanest message ever. So no,
it
like,
was.
On my door, but that's
no.
You as
no,
well,
it
that's
was.
That's my question to you guys. How would you feel? I'm not saying you're a mean person. I understand the rage. I would also feel as you would too, but I'm not the type of person to go out and write a letter to express my anger. I would have apologized to them. I would send them.
No, I agree. But I get it was a mean letter, and that was kind of my point. But it wasn't meant to be. I wasn't swearing at them or being mean. I was trying to like tell them. I'm like, why are you so fucking stingy about a driveway? And I'm friends with the four girls at the house. They're just out on winter break or whatever. Like, they're home. They had two cars in their driveway. And nothing in my note was mean besides, sorry I'm not like you guys. Like, I literally could not imagine myself being that, like, stingy about a driveway. Like, let's say it was roles reversed. We had that driveway. And Autumn's like, hey, can my friend, like, park in here for the weekend?
Totally.
Like,
no, I'd say I
blah, blah, blah.
Don't give a fuck.
And I'm pretty sure I looked at their plates and they're out of state. So they get it.
Yeah.
They just feel like they're so, like, negative to feel the need to start it. So I was like, I'll write you a note. Maybe it'll put you into perspective about the world. And it's the beginning of the year. Maybe you need that push.
I'm just not a confrontational person.
I am.
I wouldn't do that.
I will be if I have to be. If it's something dumb, whatever, but
they were bitchy for no
reason. They were being really rude for no reason. They didn't know Alex. They didn't, even if it was me that went out there, if they were yelling at me, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I've never seen what they even look like.
Yeah.
Except when I saw the cops.
All I hear is their EDM music.
Oh, yeah.
And that tells me enough.
I think we should have drain the air out of their tires or slit their brake
lines.
And
that's why I did not involve Mike in the letter or the conversation or the confrontation.
So I'm saying we're all very different. I would have said,
right.
You know what, I am so sorry.
I did apologize.
Would you like to have my car for the weekend?
please run my car off the bridge.
Guys, if I were to go out and Stevie was like, can you move the car? If I were to drive and Stevie's like, hey, can you move my car? It's on the driveway. And those two people came at me, I would start crying and say, can you move it for me? Move wherever you want. Burn it. I don't care. I'm like, I'm so sorry. People intimidate the shit out of me because I can't stand up for myself. Well, that's not true. I can.
No, I totally get it, but I think they're straight up mean girls because I've heard stories about them before this.
I agree.
Threatening to tow my fucking car when it's not in the way.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that. If I had an issue with it, I'd be like, please move this person's car. I would be texting like my neighbors just like, bro, this isn't cool. Like, please move it. It was a one-time thing, too. It's not like we're doing this every weekend.
They should have just let you park in the front.
They took it too far.
Right. And that was the plan, but I had to leave early, so I left my keys with you. I'm like, they'll probably text us. I told Autumn, I'm like, give me their number or whatever if they have to contact me.
It took it too far.
It's the drama. It's the negativity. It's not for 2021.
It is not.
And that's on that. So people who don't know me personally, I feel like you need to have the rundown. So it's me, Stevie, the hottest person you could ever think of. That's me hosting the podcast.
That made Anna spit her drink out, by the way.
Yeah, because it's not true.
Anna actually is extremely jealous of my vibes, my personality, my style. Even though we're identical in every single way. But she does like Glee a little more than I would.
What do you mean I like Glee?
You like
Glee. No, Stevie. Stevie started sending me these TikToks with that Matthew, whatever.
This is my podcast. You can talk to Sawyer about that one. He's the Glee King.
I've never watched Glee all the way through. I've watched five episodes of Glee.
I have two. Anyway, so me, Anna, and Maggie live in a home together.
Our address is.
No, just kidding.
We live in the city of Milwaukee, is what you know.
Didn't we, though?
We have a fourth roommate, Missy, but she's a workaholic. She's doing her own vibe. We're on tequila at 3 p.m., but whatever.
This isn't going to work.
Alex, say hi.
Hello.
Maggie's boyfriend.
The
Michael
is the fifth roommate.
Alex is a little sexy.
Hey, you got a bat out of my room.
He did. There was a bat in Maggie's room.
Which is okay.
July 4th.
Fine. Anna also has a boyfriend, but he works a full-time job.
Ryan.
Stevie likes.
I'm in love with him.
There's a weird quad going on. Mike's in love with Anna. Stevie's
I'm in love
with
Ryan. It's not what we're talking
about. It's the only thing.
Okay. Anyways, it's just us five today because everyone else has a job.
Pathetic.
Well,
yeah. That could be me. We went to brunch today.
Yes.
And the place was called Brunch.
It was.
The vibes, not that good.
Not
terrible.
And I'm not judging the host, server, bartender, because he was all three.
That is very true.
But the vibes were very weird in that room.
They were sad.
The quiet.
Our server was just like so. Okay. Bunch of us walk in. Obviously, 21. Birthday celebration.
It's
no
a vibe.
Started.
Wow. We were
he
not
didn't
started.
Even care. Do it. Mike says, hey, it's my girlfriend's birthday. Can you get her a free drink? Sure. He mixes it up, gives it to her. Doesn't say
it was
he didn't even say happy birthday,
no.
Did he?
He literally skirted it off.
No, he did say happy birthday.
He did
after, not
during the. Which is fine. I wouldn't
when we
either.
Said, it's her 21st, he said, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah. It was very negative, which I don't blame him. We don't know what he's been through. We don't know what he's doing.
We
got there at 11:17 probably. We were a little late for a resi.
No, we got there at 11:20.
Oof, 5 minutes late for a reso.
Fashion.
So he was pissed already. No, I'm kidding. But I do feel bad for him. He was a host, he was a bartender, and he was a server.
He looks like a college kid, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe fresh out.
But I also wish...
He was tall, handsome. Like, it didn't look like he had that side of a life.
We were being sweeties to him, and he could have had a little more enthusiasm. But who knows what he's going through.
He was monotone.
We're not going to judge. But I was like, or Mike was like, hey, like, it's her birthday. Can you get her anything? And he was like, yeah. So we went upstairs. There's a second floor that was closed. And he comes down with just a glass. And we're like, okay, whatever. We thought it'd be like something fun. And he made me this, it was called like a Jolly Rancher Smash or something.
It was pretty fun.
It was like Tito's and a bunch of other
like
shit.
Peach schnapps,
yeah.
Champagne.
Energy drink.
It smelled like a Jolly Rancher. But after he gave it to me, he's like, here you go. And then after that, he said, happy birthday. But when he gave me my drink, he was like, enjoy it while it lasts. But he was probably like 3 years older than me.
He was running the show, though.
He was on every table,
bar. He was working.
He was literally host, bartender, server.
He didn't have time to make chit-chat
right.
with us.
So I'm not going to judge him or criticize anything he did. Because I'd honestly be the same way. I'm usually a little friendlier at the door, but...
Well, let's talk about the one other employee that was there who yelled at us for going into the boys' bathroom.
He didn't yell.
He said, that's the men's room.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Why were you guys in the men's bathroom?
Okay.
Because there was a fish tank.
So first, me and Maggie go to the girls' bathroom. There's one stall. It's fucking aquarium themed. The restaurant is not aquarium themed. It's a normal brunch place. We're like, oh, shit.
That's-
There's a man, a mural painted of a man. A merman, may I add. And he has a nipple ring.
Woke.
So we're like, all right, let's take pics. We go back to our table. We're like, oh, my God. Alex goes to the bathroom. He's like, there's a fish tank in our bathroom. We love fish.
Who doesn't?
We're like, next time we go to the bathroom, we have to, like, peek in the boys' bathroom. Like, we just want to see the fish.
And so we do.
It's further away.
And
from
so Maggie, Anna, and I skirt around to the boys' bathroom right next to the girls. It's not like a big public bathroom. There's like one stall, same as girls. Maybe a urinal. Yeah.
Just one, yeah.
A urinal.
One urinal and a stall, yeah.
Yeah. No one was in there. We checked and we peek in and we're like, oh, little fishies. This man from the kitchen's like, that's the men's room. And we're like,
it's 2021, dog. From.
And no one's in there either. It's not like we're like disturbing a man's piss. We want to see the fish.
Whatever.
And honestly, the
bring
fish.
Bring the fish out.
The
yeah,
fish
I,
should
I
be in the hallway.
You guys went before me. I was just saying, I didn't really care enough. But was it
I wanted to
thing?
See.
Was it
yeah,
actual,
it was a fish tank.
Like, live
but they
fish.
Should have put it in the hallway.
Live fish tank. Why
or
is
one
in
each. I don't
sexist.
Know.
Sexist.
I have a question for the podcast.
Yes.
Do you guys think zoo is animal cruelty?
Yes,
I do. I do.
But I love the zoo. I love
no,
animals.
It depends what
and
type of zoo.
You can't go and support it. I know, but I love
a city zoo.
There's a difference between a wildlife sanctuary and a zoo.
Yeah. In Green Bay, we have a sanctuary and the new zoo. The sanctuary is where you drop off injured animals that can't go back into the wild.
So like a humane society?
Yeah.
Here we go. Are there bears?
Yeah,
there's
bears. There's wolves. There's one here,
there's
too.
There's one in West Bend. It's, like, wolves, deer, goat. Like, it's, like, animals that aren't, like, they're meant to
they're
be
not
in
suitable for the wild.
Areas.
So you're saying you can buy those?
No.
You
a
just can go view
like,
them, and they
bunch
take
of
care
land
of them.
For them
oh,
and you
okay.
can, like, feed them, and you can watch them.
Like, the lion man I watch on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, how he's there. That's, like, he has
it's a sanctuary.
But a zoo, like, penguins shouldn't be in Wisconsin, period.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
So,
like,
the fact that I have to go and see a penguin in Wisconsin and an elephant and a giraffe, that doesn't sit right with me because that's not their environment. But if I go to the sanctuary and I see deer and turkeys, I'm like, oh, okay, I could see this on the road.
Right.
So it makes sense
giraffes
that they're here.
Right. Yeah. They're a very dark color.
True.
but, like, the Milwaukee Zoo is a city zoo, and I'm assuming most of their animals aren't, like, injured and can't be in the wild. But honestly, which isn't good, if they're grown up not in the wild, they have to stay in captivity. But I don't think that should be a thing in general. And there's a zoo. It's called the Deyoung Zoo. It's literally, like, Tiger King vibes. Wallace, Michigan. My cabin's right by it. So we always used to go there when I was a kid.
You have a cabin?
Yeah.
Let's go.
My parents do. Divorce. It's not like a bougie cabin. We don't have plumbing or anything. We have a fireplace. But there's a zoo up there that's literally like Tiger King, but they're basically a sanctuary. Like, they take in like the tigers that zoos don't want, and hippos and stuff. Like, they have everything for the wildlife, but they're not suitable for to go back in.
I love me.
Like, they probably die because they're
remember
not.
The R.I.P. Harambe thing.
Yeah.
Fuck up.
What? Whoa. I think you have trigger words that I don't know about. Like, was it today or yesterday?
It was last night.
Me and Mike were talking about Harambe. He's like, that was so dumb. And I was like, I love the Harambe vibe.
I did too. Yeah. At our football game, drew a chant.
What was up with
Dicks up for Harambe? Dicks up for Harambe.
Yeah,
that's what
I
we
didn't
did.
Think they need to extend it that far.
No, but
I don't know anyone
no.
that took their dicks out for this gorilla.
Well, no, a child fall into the gorilla sanctuary and then they had to shoot the gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they could have ketamined
him. This is my thing. They could have tranquilized him, or they should have had security where the baby wasn't even meant to fall in.
Or
that's the gorilla's fault.
Who would have said, like, the gorilla might not have beat the child to death.
No,
he was just dragging him around.
Video of him like,
that's what gorillas do.
Yeah, but Maggie, like,
I understand.
Fell into a gorilla cage and the gorilla, you wouldn't like do anything.
All valid reasons, but why do you gotta whip your dick out for him?
Yeah, I
that's
think
not, that's
took
not
it
what
too
we're
far.
On
like,
right
I
now.
Think it was more.
Some people might whip their dicks out at funerals.
Mike's always gotta bring some weird shit up.
Let's say I have a baby. Mine and Mike's baby in my hands, and I end up tossing him over.
Oops.
Oops. Who does
tossing
that?
Tossing him over.
Exactly. Why did that kid show up in the exhibit?
How old was he?
I'm pretty sure his mom didn't toss
him
over.
It should be like a net.
Yeah, otherwise there should be a net. And all he did was drag him by his foot, like they do to baby
gorillas.
They don't know any better. I really don't think he meant harm. I feel like they could have just tranquilized him.
Wait, Capitol riots.
Capitol riots.
Oh,
that's a big topic.
I did talk about it last
it's a hot
time
topic.
I posted a podcast. You're deranged if you show up to the fucking Capitol or any Capitol.
You should get popped if you break a window in the Capitol.
Well, the police officers didn't shoot anyone.
True.
They said selfie.
So who is watching live?
Like, me.
You guys texted me while I was at Trader Joe's. I said it out loud. I saw two people looking at me. I don't want to cause a ruckus. And the DJs.
It's the place to speak about it.
Riding in the Capitol. Well, I think it's okay. I'm really concerned.
Trader Joe's is the place to talk about it if you're in a public place. No,
Trader
but
Joe's
that shit, that shit was fucked. I think we can all agree, no matter what you believe, that shit was fucked.
Simpsons predicted it.
They did.
They had a picture of the like, you know,
the Viking
dude. Yeah, but apparently my mom said he's famous. Not famous, but
just
known. Like a famous proud boy. So like they were oh, he's totally gonna show up.
Okay, everyone. Last segment is a quiz on me. We have team Maggie and Anna, and we have team Alex and Mike. Magna and Malix. Let's say I'm strolling through the streets and I see a little puppy and I want to bring him into my home because he's homeless. What type of dog is it?
Wiener dog.
We did not discuss.
It's clearly a wiener dog. Steve loves wiener dogs.
Okay, fine.
I'm saying about a German Shepherd Husky breed with, like, cool different colors. I feel like that would be pretty.
I think I'd take a nanny dog, so you guys are good.
So we both win?
I guess. I'd take in anything that's, like, a little sad.
What if it was, like, rabies and, like, half shaven?
I'd take it to the vet.
Okay.
And pay for it. Because I feel bad. What's my favorite color?
Orange.
Mike.
Okay,
technically, this color of the sunset, so it's like a little orange slash yellow.
It's orange. What is my favorite soda?
None. You don't drink soda.
Yeah, exactly.
Period.
But if I had a favorite, what would it be?
I feel like it'd be root beer.
No.
No, McDonald's 7-Up. Or McDonald's Sprite.
Oh, and I got it. McDonald's Sprite.
Damn.
Fucking say root beer again,
Sprite.
And you're out here.
I said Sprite right before she said McDonald's Sprite.
The McDonald's Sprite's like a different.
I didn't hear it either. Did the podcast
She said McDonald's 7-Up.
Say root
up,
beer
I
again,
said,
or you're
I said
out.
McDonald's, I said McDonald's 7-Up Sprite. Same thing.
You said
root beer, if I
up,
smell
that,
root
I
beer,
said,
I will vomit.
Right,
you know what I meant when
I
said
it,
McDonald's
7-Up. You guys, what is my favorite country in the whole entire world?
What did you just say?
Your favorite
country?
Country?
My favorite country.
Italy. Italy, yeah, good one.
I'm going to say Greece.
Thanks, Anna.
Oh,
damn.
Oh,
Greece.
Shit. No, it's Italy.
Greece.
Rome.
Rome is Italy.
You've never told me your favorite country.
Greece.
So I don't know.
I'm gonna
America,
say Italy. I'm gonna say
woo!
Greece was a little grimy. So was Italy, but Italy was like.
Greece got the boat.
You make you. Yeah.
No, that's in the bag.
Sexy little Pope Francis is there, so.
See? Should
have said. How many tattoos do I have?
10.
7. Or 8.
It's 10.
What is my favorite type of alcohol? If I
tequila.
Had no, if I had one drink for the rest of my life, what's
wine.
It going to be?
Okay, are you talking about liquor or
no?
Wine.
Champagne.
I'm on an island and I get
mojito.
One request.
Wine. Pina colada.
It's mojito.
You don't even know.
Well, it depends the circumstance.
You just said if I was on an island, what are you going to drink? Pina colada.
I'm fucking trapped. My plane crashes. I'm on an island.
Wine. No, wine.
Someone with tequila.
And I have
wine.
One thing I can request out of
wine.
The sky.
No, we just served the tequila away. She's a whiny.
No, she's a more of a whiny. She doesn't drink so many things.
Honestly, I'd be a whiny, but honestly, I want tequila. I want tequila. It's a recent thing.
Still win.
It's a more recent thing, and I would pick mojito, but...
You're a fucking liar. You just told me when we were in Florida, your favorite drink is mojito.
Well, if a server is like, what kind of drink do you want? I'd be like, mojito. But if I was on a fucking island and I needed liquor, I'd be like, tequila! If I had unlimited tequila, I'd be set. I'd be happy and I'd be good.
I'd be dancing.
I'd be dancing in the moonlight.
She told me mojito a few weeks ago. I'm sorry. I thought we had
this
that.
Like a couple
of
boys now.
All I said was, I want a mojito for brunch.
Fine.
You're drunk, you can't understand.
People have asked me a favorite alcohol in the past week, and I was like, just tequila.
You told me mojito like 2 weeks ago.
Well, that was 2 weeks ago. 1 week ago, I said tequila.
Yeah. Stevie,
so
cool. We have some
well, I know
tell
what
you.
You're drinking in that cup.
Yeah, can you tell me what's in my cup right now? Because I know it's not fucking champagne and orange
juice.
It is champagne and orange juice. No, it's not. It's champagne and pineapple.
Champagne, pineapple. What are the other ingredients?
Just
tequila,
guess.
Tequila, I assume.
Nope.
No.
Gin?
No.
Vodka?
Yeah.
What kind? Brandy
Peach?
And flavor.
Yeah.
Peach vodka?
Correct.
Two shots.
Two shots.
Woo! That's why it took me 2 hours to finish this hoe. I was like, I know it's not the champagne.
I got a question for you and Mike for the podcast.
Is it going to start a fight?
No.
A riot?
No. What do you guys like to do when you guys go to Florida?
We swim in the heated pool.
Like
swim
Mike's
like dolphins.
Pool?
Yeah. Mike has a swimming
pool.
Pool.
Do you play mermaids?
I try, but I play mermaids with the sisters, I guess. But we put on those big goggles.
Is it beach clothes?
No.
No.
But it's very like.
I mean, it's Florida.
You're in your. Florida doesn't give a fuck, but we wear masks when we're by people. And then the whole beach scene. It's just kind of our own little thing. I don't go by the ocean. Fuck that. There's bull sharks. There's sea urchins. There's
pufferfish.
No, they're there.
They're pretty like,
no,
right when you walk
no,
in there.
They're
I've seen one and I grabbed it by the fin. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Follow up question. Can we plan a weekend for all of us to join?
Yeah, I've been saying that.
Make. What's your opinion?
We need a couples weekend.
Yeah.
six of us.
Woo! Oh, also, we can come to my cabin. We just have to.
That would be really good.
Now that Mike's
really
moving, we have to get him to come home. But just like a Friday.
He might not
Sunday.
Be moving for a little bit longer, maybe. We don't know.
It's a weekend after this.
Cut it. But we're free, hopefully, the next 2 weeks. I don't know what's going to happen. Anyways, Florida, we eat ice cream. We go to the beach secluded. We look at puppies in this weird Trump store.
We go to this place. It's called Diamonds and Doggies.
What's that?
It's basically, they don't sell diamonds. They just sell really expensive dogs. Like
dogs?
Yeah.
Like chihuahuas?
Like dogs.
Yeah, there's chihuahuas, there's weenies, there's
like
chow chows.
The cheapest, not dog, puppies. The
so
cheapest,
like
yeah, puppy,
it's puppy
versions of
the cheapest puppies they sell is like $5,000.
That's fucked
yeah.
up.
And they have a wall. It's like Eva Longoria. It's like Snooki, like pictures with their dogs because they bought it there.
The Kardashians.
Yeah,
me and
Chloe's up there.
So that's
yeah.
near your house.
10 minutes probably.
15 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's lit, but I don't know. I say we say goodbye to the pod.
Stevie, we need to do a podcast for ourselves, though.
I think so.
Come on, you left me hanging.
I'm a great podcaster.
We can do another one.
I
will
do
it anytime.
Podcast.
You can have a 10-minute segment.
What do you want? You're like all about.
I
got a podcast. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. What
Everything.
Are your ideas?
I'll give you all the topics.
All right. Well, you guys can look forward to the Alex podcast. We're all on it. We're gonna be here. We're gonna love you.
We're gonna.
If you're not
show.
Hot or sexy, you should probably just don't listen. Like it's embarrassing. Well,
that's you, Sawyer. Don't listen to this.
And the ladies next to us in the bottom.
Not for
no,
you.
No, no, no.
Not for you.
We're going to add Autumn Arbor to that list. She's not very hot nor sexy.
Not for you. I like Autumn.
Bye, Autumn.
Shout out, Autumn.
We're just kidding. We love you. You're a queen. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay very hot and sexy and have a great 2021, even though Trump, what's he going to do? We don't know what he's going to do. He's gonna be a little funky though. All right, bye!